In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. An angel spoke to Cornelius, told him to send for Simon Peter. The angel said that Peter had a message of the highest importance. So Cornelius did as the angel asked, and Peter came within 4 days. Then Peter stood before the friends and the relatives of Cornelius and spoke. Part of what he said is our appointed reading for this Easter Tuesday. Peter's words were actually a sermon about matters beyond belief, but about matters of belief. A sermon explaining the extraordinary happenings of recent days that he had seen with his own eyes. Imagine preaching a sermon under those circumstances. An angel made all of the arrangements. Now you stand before a room filled with people. They can't wait to hear your every word. And you can't wait to speak. For you know that there is no greater message than the one you are about to give. Indeed, what Peter told in the home of Cornelius still causes the world to resound with alleluias. It seems God wanted a preacher to tell what the resurrection was about. So God set up this pulpit. He put a man in it. He gave the man a message, and he gave that message power. All to proclaim to his children that what happened on the third day sheds brilliant light on all of life and death. Light that makes sense out of the life and death of the one who was on a cross only a few days ago. Light that makes sense out of our life and death. Light that confirms a whole feast of theological truths. What does the resurrection mean? According to Peter's sermon, the resurrection confirms all that Christ said as prophet, all that Christ did as priest, and all that Christ establishes, governs, and protects as king. Peter got to give out the good news that the words of Christ the prophet were not lies. The miracles of Christ the prophet were not acts of deception. The teachings of Christ the prophet about his Father's will were not creative words of wishful thinking. And the preaching done throughout the land that told of one who would suffer, die, and rise again was all true and is now confirmed in every beautiful detail in the resurrection of Christ. And as the preacher placed in this pulpit today, it is my privilege to give assurance that the work and the message of Christ the prophet continues among us. For his word has his spirit, and the spirit is the power that points men to Christ and never stops working miracles in the hearts of men. Then Peter went on to talk about the high priestly work of Christ. The resurrection confirms that the suffering and death of one redeemed the world, and what happened in that death was the turning point for all of history, for the demands of God were met in the work of this high priest. Now that the work of redemption is complete, the high priest does not neglect his flock, but he sits at the right hand of the Father and continues to make intercession for each of us. And what is so beautiful to contemplate and confidently believe is that there is nothing that the Father will deny this high priest. What would a father deny a son who was obedient to him unto death? Now that the ransom has been paid, Christ, the high priest, can offer peace to sinful men. And he does this in the Easter greeting of peace be with you that resounds throughout the New Testament. And he continues to offer peace in rich measure by means of his word and sacrament. Peace that he paid the ultimate price to be able to give out freely to his own. And there's nothing trite about these words of peace, for they first involved his real body, and they still involve his real body. Then Peter talked about a king who is Lord of all, a king who will protect the ones that he paid for with his blood, a king who is actively involved in upholding and extending his precious kingdom, a king who guides and rules all things so that many will come to the knowledge of the truth. Just look how artfully the Lord of all caught hold of Cornelius and his family and his friends and led them into the church. That's not the picture of some remote king sitting far removed from his subjects. It is rather the picture of a Lord of all who knows about all, cares about all, and continues to give himself for all in his kingdom. Confirmed truth is beautiful to behold, and the resurrection is a sumptuous feast of theological confirmation. Celebrating all of this is what Eastertide is about. And many of us secretly wish that it would go on for longer than 40 days. We love to look at Christ as King. It's easy to look at Christ as King. But we must be careful, for looking at Christ as King does not show the pain that we caused. Everyone likes the festivals of Transfiguration and Easter and Ascension for the very reason that the pain that our sin caused is not the main emphasis. In fact, that's the reason why we're surrounded by a world and much of the church that wants to dwell full time in a theology of glory and triumphalism. On the other hand, the theology of the cross always looks at the empty tomb in the light of the manger and the cross. Johann Gerhard helps us to see the delicate and beautiful balance between what was won and the price that was paid. He says, Christ shed tears upon the earth that he might wipe away all tears from our eyes in heaven. He died that we might live. He suffered the pains of hell that we might never experience them. He was humbled before men that he might heal our sinful pride. He wore a crown of thorns that he might win for us a heavenly crown. He suffered for all that he might offer salvation to all. His eyes were darkened in death, that we might live forever in the light of heavenly glory. He heard the most bitter scoffs and taunts of wicked men, that we might hear the jubilant shouts of angels in heaven. What's the resurrection about? It's about the joyful confirmation of every detail of this profoundly beautiful balance. And because of it, the angels will one day lead us, where the choirs of angels will receive us, and with Lazarus, we will have rest and peace eternal. Thanks be to God who gives us this through our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.